This is the Steve Cochran Show.
What about Area 51? Do they know about that?
No.
How about Area 52 to 54?
No, stop saying areas. No areas plus a number.
Literally hundreds of photos of Bigfoot.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him once. Wait, Bigfoot? I'm getting it wrong. Paul Bunyan?
The point is, someone is leaking this stuff. What they do know is that avocados from Mexico have good fats.
So they know they're healthy.
They know everything. Kyle, are you streaming this?
Is that not cool?
No, it's not cool. That's what secret means. It's a secret society.
Oh, wow. Secret. Yep.
Hey, I got a like.
You got a like?
That was me.
I like you too. At least they don't know about subliminal advertising.
That's not even a thing, right?
Eat them!
What the?
Avocados from Mexico.
A little wacky, but the early highlight, the early leader in the clubhouse, the avocados commercial, because, you know, there was some content there. And it was actually funny. I don't know what the message there, though, is that avocados make you crazy or paranoid, or avocados make you want to have John Lovitz come over to the house. I don't know what that is. And, you know, I've known John for forever, and he's been on his show recently in the last couple of years. He's nuts, and I mean that with love. John Lovitz is the only guy who, at the end of an interview, stands up and runs out.
He got kicked off Celebrity Apprentice last week.
How'd that go?
It was bizarre.
Did he not take it well when he went to the choppa?
I couldn't tell, because when he's being serious and funny and sad, he kind of has the same look on his face. Just a
bizarre dude. Yeah. Totally bizarre. 913, Adrian Weiss is your founder of the Adrian Weiss Corporation and a specialist in stuff like branding and brands, and because of that, advertising and promotion. How are you?
Excellent.
I have a feeling that we're not going to agree on the commercials. You thought there were some good ones.
I did. Although I thought the game was a big distraction from the commercials.
Took away from the commercials, especially when it got good at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we get to that, though, tell me about your company. What do you guys do every day?
We're in the branding business, helping, we did Build-A-Bear Workshop to create it, and Baskin-Robbins, and Dasani. And
let me ask you a question. When somebody comes to you with a concept like Build-A-Bear, that to me seems like it could be a hit or miss. How do you get it? I mean, other than believing in the people that bring it in the room, or is that the secret? You believe in the people that bring it in the room?
No, the idea with Build-A-Bear is to have it be about something more than teddy bears, and to hook it to a, bigger idea, which is, what all these ads were trying to do as well.
So Build-A-Bear be the creative activity side and something you could
friendship.
Do with kids. And
making
friendship.
A best friend. All right. So, that allowed us to talk about friendship.
All right, so let's talk about some of these commercials. Which ones did you like?
Did I love?
Love, like.
Yeah. I was thinking about what was the first and the best,
right.
of this type of storytelling ad.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the 1984 Macintosh Big Brother
sure.
ad. And thought,
sure.
oh, that set the bar. And actually,
and still holds up.
Exactly. And I thought, I'm not sure any of these we're going to remember in a few years, but, wonder why that is. But, having said that, I thought there were some really, really good ones. For me, they fell into buckets of, human experience. There was comedy, there was adventure, there was intrigue. And so there's a lot of diversity. I thought Google and Coke and Airbnb, really doubling down on that whole diversity message was interesting. Anheuser-Busch deciding to be about immigrants. And,
well, that was the artistic side, the filmmaker side of those, where they really were mini movies.
Yes.
And I thought those were interesting and memorable to some extent. I was surprised there were more than one or two in that category.
Yeah, it did seem sort of heavy on that category.
What about funny? Give me some comedy. Which one made you laugh?
Melissa McCarthy was pretty hilarious.
But let me ask you a question about that from branding. Because when I think Melissa McCarthy, I don't think saving the world. I mean, she's done some movies where she plays the hero, but there's a comedic leap there that I didn't quite grasp onto. What did I miss?
Well, she's just hilarious showing up. I would also say that about Christopher Walken. Enough said. His face shows up.
So stop overthinking it, Steve. Just sit back and enjoy it, for crying out loud.
She was just hilarious.
Which ones did you feel missed the mark? All these people. By the way, we should say, and I don't know that we ever see this, including the knuckleheads that do the GoDaddy stuff. These are all well-intended people. Nobody goes, okay, we got $5 million to spend on this. Just see what you come up with. Good luck.
everybody storyboards this, goes to town, has meeting after meeting, goes crazy, and sometimes it just misses. Which ones did you feel really miss the mark? Because I got one for you.
Well, tell me yours first.
the sprint guy. The sprint guy on the side of the cliff, and the father fakes his own death in front of his children to get out of his phone contract. Didn't make me laugh. Thought it was creepy.
Yeah. No, that was a strange one. There were some that were just, you know, humorous pistachios, you know, the elephant on...
Elephant on the treadmill. Yeah, sure.
The Humpty Dumpty was, you know, humorous. But I was kind of looking for more depth in things. And so that's why the more complicated, more storytelling ones.
That's kind of why I thought the Christopher Walken one missed. Because when I initially saw him, I feel the same way, Adrian. I thought, oh, he's funny, he's great, just looking at him. Then you have Timberlake in there, who doesn't say a word, I don't think, during the whole spot.
Yeah, just an expression.
And then it was the end. To me, I think that fell really kind of flat.
Yeah, although we're talking about it. You know, it's sort
well, there is
of,
that.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Right?
There is that. Okay, but when it comes to branding, specifically, I mean, you look at a halftime show. Who helped their brand better than Lady Gaga? No. Lady Gaga blew her brand up in bigger ways than she ever could have in that 12 minutes, because the entire world's are, including a whole group of people who thought, oh, that's the weird chick in the meat dress. I'm not a fan. And now they see that she's got this phenomenal voice and she did an amazing performance. Who in those commercials really helped their brand?
I think the NFL did, to tell you the truth. I was crying at the beginning with that whole patriotic Johnny Cash thing, and I was crying at the end with Inside the Lines.
And the babies.
And the babies were hilarious. It might have been the best one of the night. And so I think, you know, ironically, you know, of all the
brands, football is family, you know, because what are you doing? You're sitting around, you're probably watching the game with your family. It's America's great family day, right, outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you're right. I hadn't thought about that. But the NFL probably reinforced their brand better than anybody in a year where their ratings have been off.
Right. And they did it so much better than they ever did it before, too. And so,
yeah,
really brilliantly, I thought.
And I think it was smart, too, for Gaga to roll out her Tiffany line right before the performance and after. Because literally, as soon as they aired that again, I went, oh, I really do like that bracelet. I love those earrings.
She's the ultimate brander. Yeah. I mean, she's really... And when you think about it, she flew, she dove, she jumped, you know. She owned, you know, it's hard to own that that Super Bowl stadium, but she was... all over it. It was quite brilliant, I thought.
We haven't seen ratings yet this morning specifically, Dave, but what do you figure, 120, 30 million watched it?
Wouldn't you think? I mean, it probably pretty much in line with what they've had in the past.
So if it's on, let's say it's 125 million, out of those 125 million, 124,950,000 are on the couch. Well, Lady Gaga is flying around.
Uh-huh.
Right. So she couldn't have been more impressive. The car stuff, there was a great commercial. I felt like it was a great commercial. And I believe it was for Honda. And it was a dad talking about his daughter. And his daughter was an overachiever. And he said, what am I going to say to her? Is she going to work twice as hard and still not be thought of as much as the boy? And then they get in a Honda. Oh, it was Audi. I'm sorry. I'm giving Honda credit. Yeah. It was Audi. So I thought it was a really cool message and a great message. But then I go, well, why are they getting into an Audi? What's the brand tie?
Yeah, well, the brand tie is just that. Now you're thinking that emotional, sort of inspirational ideas tied to that company. It's just a, you know, now it's a visceral, emotional connection you have. It has nothing to do with the product.
Does that work?
It does work sometimes, you know, to a certain extent. You have to deliver with the product, of course. But, you know, there's a halo effect, you know, on no matter how good or bad these commercials are, just being on the Super Bowl, you know, put them in another category.
Right.
So that.
And how big is star power? Has having major stars in the ads helped, or over time, do people really look at the everyman? The non-Christopher Walkens and just the regular people.
I think the celebrity
helps. Not the sprint guy, Steve.
I think the celebrity helps a lot. You know, I mean, it's...
Well, it's instant eyeballs, right? Because you're going to pay attention if it's somebody you look at and it's somebody you like. What was the Turkish Air one?
Oh, that Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
That was really so strange and wonderful, I thought.
Right. Well, you know, Morgan Freeman, you could listen to him read the phone book, right? So Morgan Freeman talking about you deserve to take a vacation and... you know, go off and get real trippy.
It was
trippy.
So mm-hmm. odd, Turkish Airlines.
That was weird.
Right. Yeah.
Although he does that Nat Geo special about God and, you know, who is God, and he travels all over. So maybe that was the tie-in.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what the tie-in was. Yeah. Interestingly enough, Pepsi used to spend $1 billion, and they weren't in at all, right?
No. No.
I mean, Coke had a less... And you know the interesting thing they did in the beginning, too? Did you notice this? And Dave, normally, I think you back me up on this, normally you've got the spot right after the anthem, mm-hmm. but before kickoff.
Yes.
And then they come back, they do kickoff, they automatically take a break. And that is usually the most expensive spot in the Super Bowl, the spot right after kickoff as the game has started, because invariably that's when everybody's paying attention. Last night in the game, they did the kickoff. They kept it at the game, and they started playing.
Yeah, I don't think they normally take that break. That's they only break after kickoffs when they're behind in their number of breaks. I think
I
at the beginning
it was
of
every
a game.
Game.
No, I think. Well, I mean, you might be right, but I don't remember that happening.
Well, it doesn't in the regular season, but I remember the Super Bowl always having a break there. I mean, $5 million, man.
No kidding. Yeah.
And does anybody know, Adrian, do you know? I don't know. Do you pay $5 million in the fourth quarter of a blowout? Is there any sort of step down in rate, or it's $5 million?
A discount?
Yeah, I think it's $5 million wherever you go. Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think you pay ahead.
Do you get to pick, too? I mean, do you get to say, you know, I want to be in the second quarter, the second spot, or the third quarter? I mean, you don't get to pick, do you, as an advertiser?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I think you probably pay a bonus, right, if you're going to buy fixed positions, I mean, we do that. If you buy fixed position spots, it costs you a little more.
Right.
Like spots on this show are $10 million over 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, as they should
Which
be.
Is a bargain.
Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah. Yeah, two for one. Advice off these commercials that you would give?
I would just say go smarter. You know, I think the ones that just aimed higher and made you think more, you know, I think...
And smart funny, too, right?
Yeah, I think that plays better than slapstick, or, you know, I think the bar is just raised and keeps getting higher. And as you said, the production quality is getting better and better.
The
and
talking yearbook one like that we all like. The talking yearbook one was funny and smart.
It was creative. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's something you normally wouldn't see. And then that draws it back to the star power. I mean, you had Viola Davis, you had Jimmy Fallon, you had Tina Fey. You know, you had someone who everybody would like.
Right, right. I thought so, too.
Yeah. I love the Walking Dead commercial.
The Walking Dead with a bat on the football?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, only a Walking Dead fan would get it, but it was so powerful and short and just said it in such a minimal way.
Right, right. Really, yeah. A lot of Fox promos during the game.
Yeah.
Anybody watch the new 24 afterwards?
No, did you?
No.
I felt for you because I know that's your show.
Used to be.
And I know.
Yeah, it looked like it? Give you a heart attack again, just like the first one.
The first scene was so brutally violent that it was tough. But no, are you kidding? I was asleep 10 minutes after
that. I know.
It's that overtime thing, right?
Exactly. Adrian Weiss, Adrian Weiss Corporation, visionary behind brands like Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins and Life Kitchen. What is Life Kitchen?
There's a few of them in Chicago. It's a better for you food.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I don't know it.
I love your food every day.
Adrian, I see you got a website for the company or anything you want to mention?
Oh, yeah, we have a book.
What's the book?
Brand Buzz.
Brand Buzz.
Yeah, the 3 secrets of building a better brand.
Nice. Out and available everywhere?
On Amazon.
All right, get 2 copies. You're careless, you'll lose one.
Okay.
So nice to meet you, Adrian. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.